Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Yes. Sorry, I'm 2 minutes late. Skype had to update.
Oh, of course it does. They were improving your experience.
The engineers didn't like the look of the button, the font on the button.
No.
Slightly off of international standard.
Yeah. Well, we had to go from Helvetica to Arial. It's a cleaner, more kind of universal look.
We found that Helvetica was making people angry.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Yeah, no, Skype is it is a tire fire, is what it is.
Awful.
Yeah, and if it wasn't literally the only viable option, I would use anything else.
So make it. We're in a maker society, right?
Yeah, no, we reward entrepreneurs. We reward disruption. I think that voice chat for podcasters is a market with literally tens of possible customers.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
Open up the portal, Cole. Stick your head through it.
Because you know who has a lot of money? Podcasters.
Oh, geez.
Oof. Gosh,
you should kickstart a Patreon for that.
Yeah. Let's just shake these nerds by their ankles.
Need to raise $4 million so you can open up a Patreon account.
Yeah. Just steal their inhaler money.
That's weak sauce, Cole.
What is?
Asthma serious.
Yeah, I suppose it is. I'm sitting here sniffling like fucking Chucky from Rugrats because
like a podcaster.
Yeah, like a oh, no, my pocket protector.
What'll
protect my pocket? Oh man, sitting here with 4 coffee cups in front of me, burning the midnight oil. Man,
must stay awake and make people like me.
No, oh, God. Oh no, the numbers aren't going up fast enough. I'll show you in high school. I'll show everybody from high school.
The sponsors aren't going to like this.
Oof.
Oh, wait.
The bigwigs, man.
Right.
The bigwigs are going to have our heads on platters. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Skype, you know, so you're having a tough time because your phone updated for iOS 10. I sent you lasers, but I guess the lasers didn't come through.
Everything is getting newer and better.
Right. It's an inexorable march toward a confusing and baffling future.
And we wonder why we're never satisfied with anything.
Yeah, because nobody can let something sit.
It has to be better all the time, mm-hmm. always improving.
Yeah, if you're not moving, you're dying.
Gotta stay ahead of Yahoo.
We're all sharks.
We haven't been bought 9 times in the past year.
Oh, you know, everybody gets a turn. Yahoo's like a little league t-ball as opposed to professional t-ball or drunken dizzy t-ball.
No one wants us.
Alta Vista's, he just takes a slow drag on its cigarette. Yeah, welcome to the club, kid. I was pretty once too.
God, I didn't get the invite to the GeoCities bunker.
Oh man, there's nothing sadder than a GeoCities or an Angel Fire. I come across them on a pretty regular basis, and instead of just pulling the plug, they are slowly, like, these sites are slowly degrading as, like, various functions get pulled. So
as serial killers and sociopaths get arrested.
Yeah, hasn't been updated since the arraignment.
It's the only proper venue for a manifesto.
Oh yeah, of course, you know, Time Cube and whatnot. Yeah, no, just but doing research for another show, I came across a kind of an old website that had a guest book. Do you remember guest books?
I do. It's sort of like the original wall.
Yeah, like the wall or the original comments section or something like that. And it was surprising that there were a lot of recent comments, but everything was just SEO spam. So it was like cars, Chrysler, Jeep, like just a bunch of stuff repeated over and over again, like a like Markov chain stuff seeded just to like, you know, fuck things up.
Sounds like a Russian name, Markov.
Maybe like Markov chains are based, or like, they were invented by a dude.
Hey, did you see that Julian Assange offered himself so that Chelsea Manning could get out of prison?
No.
Who's he offered a swap.
Who's Chelsea Manning?
That's the army dude that's now a girl. The one that gave everything to WikiLeaks.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Or not everything, but...
But yeah, you know. I mean, like, one of the primary, like the... Yeah, like another Snowden.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So they put a Chelsea. Now the government's paying for the actual sex change.
Okay.
So however you feel about that, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, no, Julian Assange is a piece of shit. Like, the more that guy does, it becomes very clear that he's pretty much just a puppet for Russia.
And he's also a lovable piece of shit.
Oh, he looks like a Bond villain to me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care for his steez one bit.
His eyes aren't blue enough.
They're not piercing and dead enough for me. No, like just like in the past couple of years, like Julian Assange has like a television show on Russian state TV, and most everything that is leaked now just has personal information from civilians. Like nothing is redacted. Like they published like the names and addresses and contact information for like 20,000 Turkish citizens. It had like nothing to do with transparency, nothing to do with anything associated with their mission. And just like, fuck it. It's out there now.
I don't know.
You guys have to deal with this.
People like that have to do shows that are like, you know, Julian Assange up all night. The show might be on at 3 in the afternoon, but that dude's up all night watching his back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan of Julian Assange.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
An asshole?
Well, true.
A traitorous. Where's he from? New Zealand?
I think he's from one of those Northern European Scandinavian countries.
Which would mean...
Like Sweden, Norway, something like that.
Oh, Sweden.
Right.
Sorry, you didn't say it right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Do I ever know?
You never know. It's 190.
It's 190. Yeah. We've done this 190 times.
Yeah, yeah. So you think you would fucking be on point, but okay.
Almost as many times as I've eaten Captain Crunch cereal.
Mm. And the roof of your mouth shows it. Your name is...
My name is Chris.
And I'm Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. This is Those Damn Ross Kids.
It's a comedy podcast.
Yeah, you were a sleepy boy yesterday. We were supposed to record yesterday, but you...
Yeah.
You were strung out on the couch.
Yeah, I'm finding out what this whole opiate thing's all about.
Ooh, man, it's great, isn't it?
And I am on board. I asked the doctor, can we just skip to where I shoot this up?
Right. So how many of these pills should I snort?
Quickly amended the prescription.
We're going to bump you down from codeine, if that's okay.
Seem more like an Advil kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And let's just go ahead and tick the children's safety cap box on this. All right. There you go.
There you go. I'm gonna take pictures of myself passed out in a vehicle with a car seat.
Were those people dead?
Well, you know, what does dead mean?
Well, no potential for future life. Maybe.
They brought him back then.
Oh, okay. But no, I just that was Ohio, right? That was like Northwest Ohio, something like that.
Yeah, we're doing good at that.
Ooh, man, we are on point.
We're parenting hard.
Yep, Trump's in the lead. The clowns are—they've made it all the way up to Columbus.
If by hard I mean blue and limp, then yes, we were parenting hard.
Jesus, man, oh man,
Parenting hard. Yeah. I'm on the opiates right now.
Yeah, you're recovering from a procedure.
An outpatient procedure.
It's still a procedure nonetheless. I can't remember the last time I had like an opiate. Like, it seems like that was it was in college when I got bronchitis and they gave me cough syrup with Vicodin in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was
A different time.
Yeah, it really, really was. Like, you know, I had bronchitis, I went to like an urgent care kind of place, just expecting like, hey, just if this is bacterial, give me some antibiotics. Or we're like, well, here, just have some chuggable drugs, chug drugs.
Yeah, that was when Battlefield Medicine was being tested at outpatient clinics.
Yep. I don't understand what a tourniquet has to do with bronchitis. Shh, we got a train.
That's the great thing about the generations of wars. You know, the Vietnam veterans that became doctors, they told people to suck it up.
Mm.
But these guys coming back from, like, I don't know, like Libya and shit.
Yeah. No, Desert Shield. No.
Desert Shield.
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
Get shitty names.
Yeah, I mean, Desert Storm with Storm and Norman. Come on. That's some branding right there.
Colin Powell.
Ugh.
What a terrible name for a general.
I don't know that he was general. I think he was in state.
No. During that, he's an army guy.
Oh.
Yeah. General Colin Powell.
Oh, well, I you know what? Maybe I knew that, but it just I know him from his stint as Secretary of State.
Cole, you were three. Get your shit together. You don't know your toddler generals?
You know. I'm trying to think. Patton. I can't think of any general names that I can say with a lisp. You know, like a little kid. Shit. This joke's going nowhere, Chris.
Nope, nowhere.
I'm flatlining. Pull me out. Come on.
Yeah, what I can tell you is that occupationally I work with veterans.
Right.
On a daily basis, and I've done so for about the past year and a half. And, you know, there's just like in the world, there's glamorous jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, the guy that gives coffee enemas to the rich and famous.
Right.
And then there are not so glamorous jobs, like the guy who cleans up after coffee enemas to the rich and famous.
They call him a Java mopper.
Java mopper, right. Yeah. So there's jobs in the military that are, you know, pretty neato. Like, you know, you were the liaison to the undersecretary of blimps. And
oh man, so many advances in dirigibles, but we don't get to see them.
Right. Yeah. And then there are not so glamorous jobs like cook or truck driver.
Yeah, potato peeler.
And what I've noticed is that when I confront somebody about how invaluable their service was,
right?
That's a weird one. That's like flammable and inflammable. Invaluable?
Yeah.
Should I say unvaluable?
Valueless.
Valueless. Oh, okay. So just go with Kmart then.
Valueless.
Valueless. Yeah.
That's a saying that you would see on a banner at like a Buddha supply store.
Or like a slogan for a car insurance salesman guy. His name is Valueless.
Yeah.
So people who did those unglamorous jobs in the military, they immediately, oh, so you were a cook, huh? And they immediately follow that with, oh, but I cooked for General Colin Powell. Or they all cooked for some general.
Right, right.
You know, and he took them under their wing and he's like, you know, you're a cook, but I'm going to make you an honorary Navy SEAL. You know what I mean? Or, oh, no, that's not really what I did. You know, I low crawled into Laos.
Because they served in the early 2000s. They needed croutons. Yeah, you ever put some croutons in pho? It's delicious.
It's basically how they decided they were going to put bread on top of French onion soup. Right, and then seal it with some melted mozz.
Munster on a French onion is pretty good.
Is that what it is? Is that what kind of cheese it is?
No.
Oh,
I have no idea. Go ahead.
Good enough.
but people are they're posturing, they're fronting, right?
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. So you, oh, well, I was a driver, but I drove for, you know, said diplomat. Mm-hmm. It's just like, dude, hey, I mean, if they have all those vehicles and no one to drive them, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, you were needed.
Yeah.
So why do that? Why are you lying to me?
Do you accuse them of lying? Do you accuse them of deceit if they start inflating their record?
Well, it's just like an exaggerated eye roll.
Right.
You know, and then followed by like a really piercing stare. And then I make them be the first one to talk after the stare.
Right.
you're going to break away.
Yep. No. And I'm comfortable here all day. I'll cancel all my other appointments. Those people can wait.
Start slowly clicking my pen.
you swivel the monitor around and zoom in on the field and make him watch as you put driver in the occupation field. Nature of service.
Throw an unfilled balloon at him. Congratulations, you're the fifth person to lie to me today.
I don't know. Like, it's there's a certain amount of existential phishing stories that I think we all tell. You know, even outside of the service, like, you know, your job title, like, it's never accurate to what you actually do, and your title's almost always, you know, more glamorous than what it is. So you're like, well, I do blank, but, you know, just then elaborate on it and try and make it sound like you're not just, you know, marking time until you walk into the grave, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, your title has always been very hard to describe.
I mean, so my current title is actually it's better. It's a managing editor is what I am. Previously it was entirely like there was no equivalent in any other industry, even among places that did what we do. So they always like made up what we were, which made it really, really hard to like keep a resume going.
Yeah, but your title changes every month. it appears as though you're job hopping within the same organization.
Oh, of course. Well, I'm also like responsibility hopping. Like every 6 months I'm doing something different.
It makes it look like you're related to the owner and they can't fire you.
Well, there are 50 other people in that exact same situation.
Big family.
Yep.
We're like a family here.
Yeah, it's like the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, essentially. Only you guys do it with brands.
fuck. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Dude, so let's talk about employers some more. Let's test that we don't fire anybody thing.
Whoever said they don't fire?
Oh, it was just...
I think somebody lied.
It was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's not real, Cole.
I was going to say, I wake up every morning in fear. I've seen people, like, all those people who were fired or laid off, they're all just, like, on a different floor, secretly still working for us.
Speaking of which, I've been asked to let you know.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. They said it would be much harder coming from me.
Oh, gosh. You know, just, you need to... It hurts more when you're stabbed from really close, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I tell you a story about something that's much harder coming from someone else?
Sure.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
I think I am. Although given the way you introduced that, I'm pretty sure it has something to do with a penis, but go ahead.
No, there's actually no penis in this.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's a rarity.
No penis. Oh, and the rest of the tabs are all about penis.
Yeah, it's all dicks. Here, let me throw this uninflated balloon at you. I'm sorry, that was a condom. Shit.
Oh, my bad. Oh.
Remember when we were walking across that parking lot in Maryland and we saw two lit cigarettes on the ground next to a used condom that was tied off?
No, the mulch was on fire.
Oh, yeah. The mulch was on fire. And it was slowly spreading toward a tied off used condom.
We don't need no condom. Let this landscaping burn.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a filled condom laying next to a mulch fire.
Yeah, that was a fun little tableau. That's what we call environmental storytelling.
It's a weird way to start a scavenger hunt.
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, there's tough love. And then there's calling the cops on a toddler.
Okay.
So an Arizona mom, she's driving with two kids in the back. She's got an older son and then a daughter who's 3 years old. Daughter starts screaming and crying. And all of a sudden, the brother tells the mom, hey, a little girl just unbuckled her seatbelt. So the mom pulls over and she explains to the child why it's important to wear the seatbelt.
Yeah.
But
the mom doesn't want you to be thrown clear.
Right. You know, mommy's drunk and probably going to crash. So you need your seatbelt.
Yeah.
So the mom didn't think that the little girl really got it. So she decided to call the Scottsdale, Arizona Police Department on her daughter. And the cops, two police officers, tax dollars at work, were happy to come out and intimidate the little girl into understanding the importance of wearing her seatbelt. And that's why you always leave a note.
Maybe it was a slow day, you know?
I guess.
They figure... So
they came out and, you know, took her down at gunpoint.
Ounce of prevention, pound of cure, you know?
If we don't start saying it here, who's going to say it, Cole? The children? They're terrified about seatbelts.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I guess I'll get rid of all my other cop stories then.
It's just...
Cole doesn't want to talk about dead police.
No, I don't want to talk about dead police or, you know, dead suspects. It's not my primary interest in things to talk about on the show.
Where is your wheelhouse these days?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
Well, what is the wheelhouse? Is that a part of a mill?
No, I think the wheelhouse is actually part of a... it's where you control a boat from.
Really?
Like a certain kind of boat that does not have a bridge. So, like, you would see a wheelhouse on a tugboat, I think.
Yeah, this is definitely more interesting than what I was thinking about.
I don't know.
Well, if you're not relevant, you're dead.
Oh, well, I've never been relevant, so it's fine.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Podcasting right. From underground.
Hey, I'll get back to tech stuff. Sorry.
Jesus. Let's see here. Chris, when you think about having just a bunch of fuck you money, what do you, what's the first thing you say you're going to do?
I'm going to buy a boat and sink it.
You know, to make a reef.
Right.
to make a reef for the critters, you know?
Like, hey, I want to spear hunt where I want to spear hunt.
What?
Spearfish, sorry.
Oh, okay. There we go. You're not going to
spear hunt deer underwater. That's just goofy. But if you had fuck you money, you could give deer gills and then spear hunt. And you know what? This is a hole. Never mind.
I mean, there's nothing stopping you from throwing a deer into a lake and then just, you know, just
I'm gonna get internet. I'm going to get you before drowning does.
Yep. This is a race against God. Okay. That's a race against God. And then when you shoot it, you go do, re, mi, and then you shoot it. Then you watch it sink to the bottom. And when the bubbles stop, that's when you move on.
That's really the only way that you possibly could do things in that order is underwater.
But, you know, just a lot of people would say, oh, okay, solid gold toilet. There we go. Well, Chris, it's happening.
Is that in a museum?
Yep, the Guggenheim. There is a an artist. Oh, gosh, I can't find his name.
Formerly known as.
Yeah, but it's an artist. This is a piece. It's an objet d'art that is called America. And it is a solid 18-carat, I don't know who 18-carat is. 18-carat gold toilet just in one of the stalls at the Guggenheim in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called America. And if you look at pictures of this, it looks like the most uncomfortable thing.
Was it from one of Saddam's palaces?
No. This guy just made it to talk about the excesses of the Western world. But man, that thing has to get chilly, right? Like, look at this thing.
I saw it, but I don't think that it has anything to do with the Western world.
I don't.
You see shit like that, like in, you know, I don't know, like South American dictators in the Middle East.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, I don't associate what would you call that, excesses like that with mm-hmm. the West.
Yeah, like this is something like, I think these just come like standard in every skyscraper in Dubai.
Right. It's just not, I would not have chosen a toilet. I don't know what I would have chosen. I think that when you buy a golden toilet, you intend to keep it for a while. I guess I would have made like golden candy bar wrappers.
Oh yeah.
Because you're, you know, America, we don't really hang on to anything.
No, it's mostly garbage. Yeah.
You know, we have heirloom tomatoes.
Chris, you realize that those are not actually really old tomatoes that have been passed down from generation to generation, right?
Really, I am going to find the dwarf at that market.
This is a tomato from ancient times. Oh, that explains why it's small and weird. Okay.
I mean, you buy an old tomato from a dwarf, you think you're getting something real, you know?
Yep. Yeah. I only say it's about the excesses of the Western world because in the video where I was watching this, that's what it was described as. But no, I agree. Like that is especially like, that's like a Russian oligarch kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the only person tacky enough to do this, I mean, ring a bell, take a drink, probably Donald Trump.
Like if you had to pay to use it, that's American.
Yep. No, it's just a regular toilet behind a nondescript stall door.
There's Jeeves. Will this be a number one or a number two?
You know what I want? Solid gold shower.
$1.25, please.
Why is it Sean Connery? Chris, why is it Sean Connery?
That wasn't Sean Connery.
Who was it?
It was from the Tollbooth Willie. Welcome to Worcester. $1.25, please.
No, it's like an Irish thing. There we go.
I guess so. Like Boston.
Yeah.
Where's Worcester?
Worcester's Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah, there you go. See, I'm on. I got it.
No, you got me confused because Worcester's in Ohio, but Worcester's in near Boston.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I did you see the North Carolina, I guess he's a congressman? See, I was at a conference this week, so I spent a lot of time locked up in my room.
Yeah, just watching cable news, watching the world burn down, watching the news,
waiting, listening to the commentators. You know, every time someone got close to something, saying, "Okay, I think this is the riot we've been waiting for." Oh, this looks horrible! Oh my God, someone's gonna get really hurt here.
Yeah, just
over and over again.
The on-screen reporter like points and goes, "Wait, look at that!" And then the camera turns, and then as it turns back, we see the reporter just hucking a battery at somebody.
Right?
fucking riot! We need ratings, dear God! Why can't this just be terrible? Why can't everything be terrible?
Right.
Yeah.
So the one night this congressman from North Carolina, he got caught up in the whimsy of the time, and he decided, and I watched this live.
Okay.
And he's in this interview with the BBC, and he says, the question was something about like, why are they rioting? Why is there so much problem? You know, the BBC is trying to enlighten people across the pond of, you know, what's going on. And this congressman says, quote, "Well, they hate white people because white people are successful and they're not." I mean, yes, it is. It's a welfare state. We've spent trillions of dollars on welfare and we've put people in bondage so they can't be all that they are capable of being. And the BBC guy just went, "Whoa?"
Yeah, as well he probably should have. That's a crazy thing to say.
It's just like a mic drop and he walked away.
Oh, I can't talk about this. Okay.
He said truth and then threw the mic into a lake.
And now let's hear from the deer with a spear in his side. Thump thump.
So after the interview, they told this congressman, "Hey, you do know that this is gonna be on American television." And he said, "What?" And so he reaches out to Anderson Cooper the next night. No, it wasn't Anderson Cooper. It was the black guy that comes on after Anderson Cooper.
I don't know.
I don't remember his name. William Fortnite or something strong like that.
Yeah, William. That's a good ass name.
Tecumseh Boulder. I don't know.
Another good ass name, Chris. I think you might be a wellspring of this.
Right.
Yeah.
So the congressman comes on and it is like they shot him with a fentanyl dart. He's just been up all night wringing his hand. Yeah. And he comes on, and the, and so this guy says, I courageously, you've come here to evidently offer an apology. And they animate his Teddy Ruxpin eyes as congressman, and he stares right into the camera. I guess it was probably not the time or the place to say what I said. The things that we do, so I hope this makes some people feel better. And the CNN anchor's like, what? I thought you were here to apologize for what you said. And the congressman proceeds to, at his opportunity, to say, you know what? I had too much Schlitz. You know,
I've been drinking Strohs in different area codes. It was a long day. Emotions were heightened.
Lots of pimp's money. I don't know what to do. I'm scared.
help. Just steer me. Tell me what to say. You have a prompter. Why don't I?
Exactly. And he proceeds to defend his position.
Oh, Jesus.
About the welfare state. He missed. And the CNN anchor is just like, dude, buddy, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
I'm pulling the strings as hard as I can, but you got to respond.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Strong man. Good. He threw him a ladder, and our congressman fella, he pulled out a shovel and kept going.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, that was interesting. It was not like incendiary. It was not like, you know, like Trump. It was literally like, this guy very, very clearly feels like what he said is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when given an opportunity to back slowly away from the Kool-Aid man, he decided to just jump in and take a swim.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was unbelievable. And really it was refreshing.
Well, here's the thing. If that's what he believes, I don't want him to apologize. I want that to be out there so people can hear it and decide about it.
Like, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It was refreshing. Like, okay, we know that this is out there, and we know that elected officials feel this way.
Right.
And I'm sure that they joke about it, but hearing him say something like that, and then hearing him, you know, struggle internally to regurgitate some sort of thing that somehow mitigated, you know, it was awesome. So if you get the chance, go look this up, because it's powerful.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, if that's what he believes, there's, you know, don't be mealy mouthed about it. Just fucking live in your shit, you know.
Own it.
Yep, own your shit. Jesus, that is something, isn't it?
Yeah, there's people different views. Strohs in different area codes. That was good. Like that.
Yeah. You don't have to be so so patronizing about it.
What? I wasn't.
No, I'm just being a shit.
Cole.
Yeah.
I think you're doing great.
Oh, here we go. Is this the Cole self-esteem minute?
No. I'm done. Okay. You're done. Suck.
oh man. Speaking of the government saying and doing things that you know, don't look that great from the outside, Chris, there's a tragedy. Russia has banned Pornhub and YouPorn.
Oh, here we are. Let me open my penis tabs. Go ahead.
We're back. We're back, baby. I realize that pornography and the absurdity of the way that it is produced.
Drop your dick.
The absurdity of pornography is a very it's a very fertile vein for us.
Vein.
Yep. But the
it's a very vein venous area.
Right. A lot of blood flow. In that topic. Flow. Let's see here.
It's engorged with topics.
Oh yeah, just ropes and ropes of topic. Roskomnadzor. Sorry, I butchered that. Or this is literally what it translates to in English: Federal Service for Supervision of Communications, Information Technology, and Mass Media has basically pulled the plug and blocked the two most popular pornography sites in the entire world. So Russia, you know, nothing at all. And when people reached out, it was like, hey, like, what's the deal with this? This doesn't really seem like it's your place. You know, at the very least, let's see here. The organization tweeted out the following, during a previous round of bans. Dear Loyola, I think is the person they were responding to, as an alternative to these sites, you could try to meet someone in real life. And then during this one, they retweeted that again, saying, dear lovers of the internet, this piece of advice still stands. Just go out there. Go, you know, just go out there and meet somebody. In no way are these two different things.
So they're saying, hey, stop simulating and start doing.
Right.
But so by that logic, you would smash all NES cartridges of Olympic games and say, go do curling.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. Now that works.
Yeah. You would smash summer games.
Winter
games.
Seen these ads on the sidebar of the of like porn sites where it says, stop jerking off, meet singles in your area today.
Right. And what's funny about that is I don't get the conflation. Those are two different things.
Not really.
I don't know. Like, I just, I don't, I don't think this is the,
well, they
this
kind is, of, I mean, yeah, you're right. They are kind of two different things.
They are like the only thing that they have in common is an orgasm, you know?
Yeah. I've had many relationships like that. Yeah.
Holy shit. Ace in the hole. Fuck, man, that was good.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I don't get it.
And now we're gonna pitch out to Strong Harbo.
Strong Harbo. Yeah, but so this is really weird, kind of following up on that Julian Assange thing. This is the same organization that like pulls down dissident sites that criticize Vladimir Putin. So there's something going on in Russia that has kind of declared pornography to be antithetical to the like their way of life, or something that is subversive to the way they handle things. And that's bizarre to me.
The under minister of pornography.
Yeah. You know, just, they need to own the means of production of pornography.
Thunder Rockhard.
Thunder Rock. Again, that's a talent. You're good.
That is a talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they are two different things. One is meant to be enjoyed alone, but see, I think there's two different rationales for that. There's someone who likes to just enjoy being alone and likes to fulfill that need, like, hey, without, you know, all the other bullshit that comes along with it. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who say, well, I'm doing this because I can't.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's essentially like this. It's like people who are actually confined to wheelchairs playing basketball, and then it's able-bodied people playing wheelchair basketball.
I don't know. You mean murder ball?
I don't know what that is, but
yeah,
maybe.
No, like there was a movie called Murder Ball that was about wheelchair basketball.
Vince Vaughn, right?
What?
Vince Vaughn?
I don't know.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, no, that was the one with Brad Pitt and what's his name? Young Seth Rogen.
That's not is that real?
Jonah Hill. Yeah.
Brad Pitt?
No, Murder Ball. There was Keith Cavill. Wow, there is no
one you know from this movie.
Nothing.
Huh.
Oh, it's a documentary. Okay, there we go.
Well, that explains
why is there a starring section? That's weird. Yeah, it's about actual disabled people trying to do wheelchair rugby in the run up to the 2004 Paralympic Games. I fucked that up on every single level.
You missed it totally, but you understand my point with the analogy, right?
I do. Yeah, I just okay. I think that we're both saying the same thing. It's complicated, but it's absurd to come down and say that watching pornography and masturbating is something that will be eliminated and stopped if you just get your orgasm points elsewhere.
orgasm points.
Yeah. You know, your orgasm points on the back end.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Yeah, tell them.
Yes. Duckfeed.tv/shirts is a place where you can get some merchandise. And we talked about it a little bit before. I just recently got some merchandise, a mug with the Hex Crank logo and a Monster My Podcast notebook. It is all really cool stuff. And I recommend it. And it's reasonably priced as well. If that is, if you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do that, but so much more, there's patreon.com/duckfeedtv. You can watch my streams, my video game streaming at twitch.tv/duckfeedtv, where I stream horror games. TDRK is on Facebook and a bunch of that stuff. So just go out and look for that. It's a lot of fun.
Can we set up a goal where you and I do like a porn review?
No, I'm not going to watch pornography.
Maybe just
with
once
you.
A month we do like a new title.
No, I don't want to do that.
Why can't we?
I mean,
I got a killer title.
Personal preference. Well, I want to hear the title, but
Up Against the Ropes.
No, let's just call that On the Ropes.
On the Ropes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. That's even better.
Yep.
Well, you're doing good things here. Keep it up.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's consider. But man, I don't want my name attached to that.
Why not?
I just don't want. I don't want to be the guy who reviews pornography for money.
That seems like one of the most ethical parts of anything in that industry.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.